Hello and welcome to Banter and Chill with your host, Inni Baby. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Banter and Chill podcast with your host, Inni Baby. I know that it has been a while.
Thank you.
I know that it has been a while, but as I mentioned on the last episode, we're not doing one episode per month. So you guys have to, bear with me. Now, on today's episode of the podcast, we are going to talk about the beauty and intricacy of female friendships. I think it's actually very fitting because March is Women's Month and we just had like International Women's Day a few days ago. So it makes sense that the episode for this month is centered around women. Now, to follow me, Abby, what kind of English is that? My guest for today, who's going to be talking about, you know, the intricacies of female friendships with me, is a brand new guest. People have not seen this one before, fresh off the oven. So my guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Helene. I am a lawyer, HR personnel, and a realtor. So yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Helene, only you, they do all. Jack of all trades. But yeah, as I said, the theme for this year's International Women's Day is invest in women to accelerate progress. So Banter and she will be doing her own part by giving a shout out to some women owned businesses in the course of this episode. But as I said, this episode is about female friendships. Female friendships have been receiving a lot of bad PR lately online.
Very true. So
it's very fitting, I mean, that we talk about it actually. But let me start with you. Do you have like female friends?
Oh yeah, I do.
Like,
I
mean, acquaintances are different, like friends.
I'm actually not the one to call people friends.
Yeah.
Very, very early. Yeah, yeah. So yes, I have very good friendship with girls.
Mm-hmm. So your closest like girlfriends, how long have you guys been friends?
10 years plus.
That's a very long time.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think I have anybody that... Is that my father? I don't think I have anyone that I've known like 10 years.
Are you sure you don't have bad character?
No, like in that level of closeness for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I want to ask, like, what are some of the benefits you get out of your friendships with these women? Because as an individual, generally, you're going to have a relationship with different people. Lecturers, your teachers, neighbors,
true.
Family members,
that's true.
Casual friends, your significant other, men in your life. Even when you now have children, you're going to have a relationship with your children.
Okay.
But there have to be like some things that differentiate your relationship with those girls, your girlfriends. So let me know some of them. Like, what are the unique benefits you get out of it that makes you value those relationships?
Okay, Inni, first off, I'm going to say something that would shock you and everyone else.
Yeah.
What I've received from my female friends,
yeah,
I have never received from a man before. True.
And that's on period.
That's the truth. Because my friends, we have this idea of spoil me, I spoil you,
yeah,
things like that. Now, it goes beyond money,
yeah,
or monetary value.
Yeah.
The bond I have with my friends is something that is way deeper than I actually thought it was.
Yeah.
I used to be like this loner in school, from secondary school, because I, you know, bad PR, friendship this, friendship that. So when I got into uni, I met these girls that practically, yes, you forced yourselves on me. But yes, my friends, I got my first job.
Yeah.
From one of my friends as a recommendation. So
that's so sweet.
I got my first paying clients from my friend. I remember times where I couldn't afford school fees in uni then. It was crazy. But then my friends stepped in.
Yeah.
And behind my back, they had this whole, please, my friend wants to, please, can you, like, go fund me,
so
sort
sweet.
Of.
Yeah.
Yes. So when I say the kind of bond I have with my friends are, like, legit, I mean it's from the deepest part of my heart.
So for me, like I said, I don't have anybody I've known for 10 years. But I have a couple of people I know that, I think my oldest... Maybe I have somebody that is pushing close to 10 years. Because I have somebody I've known since we were like in secondary school.
Okay.
And we're close actually. And I think for us, one of the things I appreciate about our relationship is the shared experiences. We moved from secondary school together.
True.
Although we went to separate universities, but like that shared experience is what I feel like that was the bedrock of our relationship. So we've known each other since like secondary school, and then there's emotional support.
True.
She could reach out to me in the middle of the night. Oh, I had a bad dream, and I'll call her. We'll talk. I can reach out to her that more, babe. Everything is stressing me out.
You don't want to give her a shout out.
No, I heard. If she heard this, I heard phone to drum. But yeah, she knows herself. If she listens to this, she will recognize herself. So I'm not going to call your name. But yeah, I think those are two things I like about like my relationship with women. Is the number one, the shared experiences,
emotional
you guys
support.
And the emotional support. You guys can relate. There's a way you open up to your girlfriends.
Yeah, depending on how close you are with this friend, actually.
Your girlfriends that you really can't open up to with like almost anyone else.
True.
And I think the beauty of having female friendships is that you can find it in anybody, any babe. It could even be your sister. Your sister could be your
friend. Yes, true. That's
true. And that is actually the beauty of it. But you know, I mentioned that female friendships are getting like bad PR in the press. Online movies, blah blah blah. I mentioned that female friendship was getting bad PR lately. There's this thing that they say that women are their own worst enemies.
Yes.
So I wanted to like talk about that. Do you think it's valid? Where did these talks start coming from?
Well, I think it stems from how we saw female friendships from our moms.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use myself as an example. So I've watched my mom get betrayed when I was much younger. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So it was mostly women, and my mom is a very hardworking person.
Yeah.
She works hard, like pretty hard. So these women, I don't know what the problem was, but I witnessed that. So it made me think that in this life, you just have to do your life alone. People are not happy for you and all of that. So I think it stems from that. But then as you grow and meet people who change your mindset about things. So if you're really opportune to have friends who really look out for you genuinely, friendships that have no jealousy or hate or whatever, you're really lucky. Because some persons, trust me, some persons are never lucky with friendship.
True.
Some persons have never been lucky with friendship. So,
but in your own case, you said you had like you saw it firsthand with your mom.
Yes.
So it affected your mindset about friendships and female women are with each other. That women can be competitive. Women can be this. Like that.
Yes.
I think now in recent time, the thing has even gone beyond like. It's not depicted in movies,
on true.
TV, is on social media. And me, I now worry about the effect these depictions could have on younger, like, girls who have not even had chance to explore the beauty of female friendships. So, as you saw it in person, so you already... Yeah, they made up my mind.
Yes,
women are not good people.
Growing up, I had more male friends actually because I felt like women were crazy. Like I can't deal with that level of crazy. So I think.
I know there's actually like a generation of women who are upcoming who would actually be walking around with that same
mindset,
that same mentality. But I think at the core of it, I think it's at the core of every relationship. Actually, the problem is people struggle to navigate conflicts in some kind of relationships, and I'm saying it in light of even women's relationships with each other. I feel like there's a case of not knowing how to navigate conflicts, because I don't want to be that one that will stereotype women, but I want to say that we all know how women can be. I'm a babe myself. I know how babes can be. So
dramatic, like, much.
Yeah. So when normally they say opposites attract, but now this one is the same level of drama, the same behavior.
Yes, true.
But before we even address like navigating conflicts and how you can go about it so your friendships can become stronger, I think there's something else that people miss when it comes to like relationships with their friends, female friends, is that you're watching this person evolve, like going through different stages
of their lives.
So you guys were children once, you grew up, you become teenagers, you go to uni, you leave uni and then you people start facing life world problems.
Trust me.
So generally, this is not even just for female friendships. People don't know how
even
to
relationships too.
Even regular relationships, men women relationship, even relationship with your parents. Your parents, you and your parents, you could not even know how to navigate watching you move from point A
to point B without wanting to step in. Yeah.
So I feel like that's at the core of navigating conflicts, is because people don't know how to first of all navigate the growth that they are seeing in this person. Because I've known you since we're small and we're this and we're that.
You're no longer giving me the attention. Yeah, we used to do this together.
And suddenly, oh, maybe you're envious of me. Why are you envious of me? We've known each other for years. But I think some emotions that come up in friendships long term, people don't know how to navigate it. Because I want to even talk about some of the challenges of maintaining friendship during this transition. Because like I said, secondary school, everything is fine and good. You people are even seeing each other almost like every day. Friendships are good. Let's say you go to uni now, you meet a group of friends, you guys become friends. You now leave uni
and go
even
to
even in the uni self. One, we have boyfriend.
Exactly.
You're not gonna be chilling with a boyfriend like almost every
and
day.
And yes, I had a friend like that. I'm sorry, I'm not going to call your name.
Almost every day. You will leave school and then there's career. There's the one that is chasing career, yes, success. True. There's the one that is starting business. There's the one that immediately got married. There's the one that had a child out of wedlock. These are different things that could
different
possibly
stages,
happen.
Yes,
that could possibly have an impact on your friendship long term. So, I don't know if you've had that evolving
true
life. She does a life cycle. Is that English correct?
It's a cycle.
So
yes.
What were some of the challenges for you, like navigating all of these changes within yourself and then with your friendship group?
Okay, first off, it starts with you,
yeah,
as a person. I feel like we are like a mirror.
Yeah.
So whatever reflection you're getting from the other person is what you're giving out.
Yeah.
Now, people are quick to say, or girls are quick to say, oh, no, this girl has attitude.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you're the one that has attitude. And then the person is a reflection of what you are.
Ooh.
So I have sat in places where ladies talked about their friends when they were not there. Crazy story, you know.
Yeah.
They start talking to you about how bad their friend is, and then when the friend steps in, they are all,
hey, baby, you look cute,
and that really scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
So whenever I see that trait in you as a person, best believe that's the last of me you will see, because I feel like if you can discuss your friend with me, what about me?
I mean, you can discuss me with anyone else.
The stranger, exactly. So, okay, here's the thing. Like I said, it starts with you. Right, I and my friends, we've moved from being law students, because we're all in law.
Yeah,
moving from law students. Of course, we had the most intelligent amongst us. We had the one who maybe will read once and everything is fine.
Yeah.
The one who was struggling, you know, things like that. So we had to meet each other at everybody's level. See if you're like this, and then. One thing I liked about my friendship with my girls was, if you are struggling with this, everybody's struggling with it. So we will not stop until, okay, even we badmouth self, but we'll make sure that things are put in place. So we moved from university. Two people got into law school. Two didn't get into law school. And that was really sad, because I think that was the moment that tried my friendship with my friends. Yes, the most. Because now these two people are going ahead of you. We had to like stay back and all of that. So I remember being so jealous of them. I'm not gonna lie. Yes, I was so hot. And I remember talking to God and I was like, I'm genuinely happy for my friends.
Yeah,
but I can't show this, like, I'm genuinely happy, but this is how I'm feeling. Then after a while, I think they too understood. So what they did was, there was a regular checkup on the other two who were not. So they would call and tell us, I don't mind us. Law school is not even as interesting as people make it seem. So they carried us along. That's one. So after which, yes, we all went to, myself and the other person went to law school, after which service. And we've been in different states. But one thing is, we always try to come together at some point. So my friend got married. One of us got married in August last year. So we all had to be there, and the bond was still there. Yes, the bond was still there. So I think it's because we understood ourselves. We understood that now she's married. we give her privacy.
Yeah.
Although sometimes she'll still be the one trying to, like, you know, now. But then we understand that, okay, this person is married. So it's understanding, it's maturity, actually. Yeah. Knowing that your friend will not always be available to talk to you.
Yeah.
I've had people who would call you, and because you didn't pick up their calls, or maybe they're feeling bad about something, and then they call you, you don't pick up their calls, they take offense, or they take offense.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, when I needed you, you were not there. Really? You don't know what this person is going through too. You don't know if the person is. So it's understanding, maturity, and then being the person for your friend, basically.
Yeah. That's, so from what you said, I got, like, one of the challenges that women can face in their friendships. Number one, especially during
transitions
from one stage of life to another, is one, feeling left behind.
True.
Yeah, it's normal to feel left behind. And one of the problems with feeling left behind is, at the point, it looks like you guys don't have any form of shared experiences,
similar conversations, similar experience.
So let's say your friend is now married, has a child, you are still having boyfriend issues all the time, boyfriend problems all the time. The conversations will start,
or even work problems,
the conversations will start looking different, because you people don't have the same problems.
True.
So it can now be hard to relate to what this person is going through. Another thing is communication breakdown. And you were saying that the friends who go in law school first, they try to always...
Yes, they try to keep up, yes.
Keep up with you
guys. They even visited, at some point, I forgot to mention, visited, they had to visit from Bayelsa, they were in Bayelsa then, they had to visit Bayelsa to Owerri just to stay like a whole weekend with us.
Had
to like get a place to lodge and all of that. So I think they were cautious.
Yeah.
Even to like post their wins, they were like a little bit reserved, and they didn't want you to feel so bad and all of that. So, yeah.
So the thing is, with sometimes with transitions like this, communication can die.
True.
And communication dies when you think, let me not even bother this person. Every time it's only me. They have other problems to think about. So let me not go and use my own to worry them. So sometimes communication can come in the way, and then that can be some of the challenges you face while trying to maintain your friendships. But yeah, as I said, at the core of it, I think people just don't know how to navigate conflict.
And yes,
you did say that your friends try to, you know, do a little more for you, and then meet you guys in the middle.
True.
And I think, like, that is part of it, honestly. You have to be a bit flexible. Once upon a time, you and this your friend, you were two single babes, inseparable. Now there's a husband, there's probably a child. Whenever you come to visit, you have now turned into a partial nanny. Whenever you come to play with the child, take care of the child, sometimes you could even help her out. If she wants to come with her husband, you could be the one to babysit, like
step in. Yes,
you have to now understand that you cannot be rigid.
Yes,
if you call somebody and they don't pick, maybe because they have something going on, wait and find out. Why this person not pick my call?
Trust me.
Some people.
Trust me. Adulthood is dealing with everybody.
Honestly,
adulthood
is dealing with everybody. So you need to be flexible, and you need to understand that you have to embrace some changes.
True.
Another thing I wanted to even talk about is when you people are in that, like, that's a girlhood phase. You can see that this one is the most quiet too. Suddenly, she's not the loudest. She's not the club babe. She's not the one going
exactly.
to. You need to understand that people change. Somebody can change before your eyes in a year. So you have to be flexible to embrace all of these changes. And then I think another thing that could help is quantity over quality. Problem is, whenever, how do I phrase this? So when people are struggling with your friendships, you need to understand that that's where you need to pour in quantity and not just quality. So it's not that, okay, me and my friend, we don't talk anymore. It's that me and my friend, we don't talk about the things that matter anymore. So let's say this one has finished law school. I'm using your own example.
Yeah.
Two have finished law school, two have not finished. So anytime you guys like talk, you say, oh, how's that? Life is good though. How's work now? Blah, blah, blah. How's law school? Oh, it's fine, Jerry. You no longer open up that, I'm struggling with. What's one course you can struggle with?
I think I struggled with civil litigation.
Yeah, I'm struggling with civil litigation. So they can even chip in and be like, this was what helped me during my time. Do you get? So when people try to maintain their relationships during transition stages, they tend to omit
something,
core information, like things that could help strengthen their emotional bond. When life separates people, whether geographically or, because there was this episode I did on maintaining adult friendships. I was like, two grown-up adults can be in Lagos together, and 6 months they've not seen each other.
Yes.
6 whole months.
True.
So when life is coming in between both of you like that, the only way you can maintain that connection is focusing on the emotional part of the both of you. If you're having a bad day, let your friend know. If anything happens, like confide in your friend, oh, I'm talking to somebody new and the guy looks okay. Tell your friend all these little things. Why? Because you're still trying to make sure that that connection is alive. Some of you will try and... There was one time, I have this friend. Our friendship has really been shaky since we left uni. So this one time, I'll try to call her every time because I feel like at the point she withdrew because it was me. Life was dealing with me. Aww. So it was me. So I feel like at the point she withdrew. So me and I try to do my part, like calling all the time. But it still felt somehow because even in the calls, we're like, how are you now? How's work?
So there's always the silence. So,
I now said consciously trying to tell her important things that are going on.
So that she would also relate.
She can relate and then we'll try and build our emotional connection.
Okay, now I get you.
Do you understand?
So don't leave it on the surface level. Because that the person can actually know what is actually going
even
on.
Even if you guys don't talk all the time, the time you guys talk, let this person still live and feel like, oh,
true.
I still talk to my friend, not, oh, I talked to a stranger. But yeah, at this point, I said that I was going to give shout out to some women-owned businesses. So first on my list is the Iggs Fix. Now the Iggs Fix is a certified nail tech and educator. She deals on acrylic nails, press-on nails and stick-on nails in Lagos. Contact information and her Instagram handle will be displayed on the screen, so please check out
the Iggs Fix. A woman today
and support the woman's business. The next is Souvenir Bank. Souvenir Bank is a place where you get the best gifts and souvenirs for both corporate and social events. The good thing about Souvenir Bank is that you are assured of quality and fair prices. Now, fun fact, Souvenir Bank does nationwide delivery. So if you have a corporate event, a social event, whatever, and you need gifts in bulk, please reach out to Souvenir Bank. Contact information will be displayed on the screen. Instagram handle actually will be displayed on the screen. So please give them a follow and support their business. Up next, we have a personal favorite, Ronnie's Beauty Store. People that watched last episode, Ronnie's Beauty, the owner of Ronnie's Beauty Store, we had a CEO here. She was the one on this on my seat. But yeah, Ronnie's Beauty Store is a place to get handmade resin art and craft, like key holders, mini trays, biro bookmarks, and a whole lot of gift items. So if you want to make something special for your loved ones, gifts are good, but there's something about handmade, handcrafted gifts that give it a more personal,
intentional
feel and personal touch. So if you have birthdays, wedding souvenirs, or even props for your business, home decor, you can reach out to Ronnie's Beauty Store. They also do nationwide delivery. I would leave her Instagram handle on the screen so you can go ahead and follow her as well. Now, last but not the least, this one is not in Lagos, so this is actually for people in Warri. Oh my goodness, this is for people in Warri. Next, we have Tina's Treat. Tina's Treat specializes in crafting delicious and nutritious parfait, fruit juices, and smoothies that cater to the growing demand for healthier options in fast food industry in Warri. That means white people eat a lot of unhealthy stuff. So there's not a growing demand for healthy stuff. So if you're in the city of Warri, please reach out to Tina's Treat. Phone number and Instagram handle, as always, will be displayed on the screen. So as we said, the theme for this year's International Women's Day is invest in women.
Yeah, support women today.
So if support all these businesses, if not, you hate women.
You have a problem with women.
If I said what I said, if not, you hate women. But yeah, back to our conversation. I think we basically covered, everything we need to cover. But I want to touch on one last thing before we go. There are some times where like heavy betrayals can happen. Serious betrayals can happen in friendship. This goes beyond surface level, communicate all the time, form emotional bond. No. The kind of betrayal that will make you sit down and say, person could do this to me.
Yeah.
In those kind of situations now, truth is there's some friendships that you just have to know that one has lived out its prime. The reason why people, I feel like at the end of the day, people have bad things to say. Sometimes they don't know when to even
let go.
Even in female relationships.
Relationships. like normal
but relationships. But there are sometimes when the bond is really, really, like, you people have, the person has really tested the waters. The waters of this friendship has been tested. Have you ever had that kind of situation? The betrayal was strong. It was legit.
Okay. I have, but then it wasn't from this set of girls that are very close to me. Mm-hmm. Before them, I had a friend in school who was close.
Yeah.
I don't know if this illustration will give her out, give her away rather. But then
the thing is, we don't know her.
Yes, so
and give us an Instagram and Lucia.
So we were close at some point and something happened and we didn't talk.
Yeah.
Almost. I didn't go for, she did her wedding, she didn't invite me. I didn't go for her wedding and all of that. So I think I already told myself that, you know what, this babe, yes, so I love you from afar. That's the end. Yeah. Please just go be with your husband. I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
She had a baby. I didn't even know and all that. So I think it was early this year. So I think I sent her a message or she sent me a message.
Yeah.
And then we just had to talk it out like adults. And she was like, oh, she's sorry. She did whatever she did. And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry that maybe I didn't understand you and all of it. I don't really want to go into details as to what happened.
Yeah.
But yes, friendships can be tested and tried.
Yeah.
Now, I'm someone who, if you hurt me, there's no coming back. That's the truth. No, that's the truth.
Not the malice.
It's not malice, right? I think it's just that if I love you, I love you.
Funny how I'm saying you know how to hold malice. Me too, I'm like that.
Do you get?
Your friend, that's the end. I mean, I know how to hold malice.
I will forgive you, but
I will not forgive you. Me, I'm a true hater. I hate properly. I will not forgive you. That's the end. I will hold on to that thing. To even God forgive me for my dead baby. Somebody asked me, "What did this person do to you?" I will sit up and narrate the story.
Okay. Funny thing is, I don't remember what people do to me.
I don't.
But then I know that you did something that really put me off.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, I won't be as close as I was to you, especially if I share like intricate stuff with you.
That was very painful.
And then I hear it outside, or you use it to like say something, or best believe I'm going to forgive you. Yes. Yeah. So for the love of God, I will. But that closeness is gone.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even remember you had a friend. Sorry, but that's for me. Okay. So why I keep mentioning, oh, these friends I had in school was because these ones, they know me.
Yeah.
You know, someone knows Ini. Say, oh, Ini, this is Ini's mood. And they flow with you in that mood.
Yeah.
So I think that is like friendship for me, right? So I was, as I was saying, it's basically your friends knowing you and you knowing your friends, trying to decipher in their mood. So you might be in that mood where you want to really talk to somebody.
Yeah.
But then when you hear the person's first hello, you should be able to tell if Ini is in the mood to talk about this
thing or not.
Or not. So sensitivity and emotional maturity is very important.
Yep.
Very important. So don't say because you're having the worst day. This person should always be available to take in everything. Even your own parents, Gonsef, they don't always have your time.
You don't always have your time.
I mean, so.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think following up on what you said, that people will not always have your time. Some people tend to look for everything in one relationship. You won't find all your emotional needs.
You won't, trust me.
In your relationship with a man, your relationship with your guy best friend, relationship with your female best friend, like you won't find everything.
Yes, it's like snippets of everything.
You are bits and pieces. You are a cacophony, if that's the word to use.
Okay.
Of like different experiences, different people that have touched your life. Even your relationship with, let's say, even your mentor, is going to be different from, let's say, your relationship with your boss father, at work.
Your boss your at work. Like, yes, those are
relationships are different. But
yeah, but people are looking for one person who embody everything. So you carry this load and dump on the person.
But concerning repairing those severe bonds that have been broken, like when this person, like I said, this person really do it in, you know, say it's be hard to come back from this. You mentioned it that your friend called, Abby, you called, and then you guys talked, and the first something I picked up was that she acknowledged
her role. After some years, yes, like she after a year or two.
So if you, this is for people who want to still pick up those friendships, so like I said, some friendships it's better to just let them
trust go. Me there are ladies that when they get you offended, now when people say narcissists,
yeah
narcissists, they think it's just the guys, There are ladies who are premium. They are narcissism. Is out of the world. So when they offend you and then you bring it out and say, oh, you did this, you did that, they will gaslight you.
That's what I was going to say.
So each time, if you're that kind of person and we have some sort of relationship, please believe I've washed my hands like Pontius Pilate.
They are never wrong.
They feel like they're never wrong.
Their own is non-negotiable.
True.
Your own boundaries have to be negotiable.
Yes, they want to crash everything.
So yeah, in case you're dealing with people like that, or you have a friendship that, you know, really, this person really did something to really, really
please
hurt
work
you.
Away. Any, just walk away.
I want to advise them.
Trust
in case
me,
they want
really.
To go back.
No. If someone has shown you that they are jealous of you, they put you down. You know, they're friends like that.
Yeah.
Where
true.
Whatever you do is never enough. If you put on this dress, they are. As far as it doesn't fit them as much as
so many backhanded comments.
Exactly.
Why is your stomach like this?
Exactly. Must you see the bad parts?
Like, this person is your friend. They, to an extent, they look up to you for what's the word to use? Not like you
validation. True.
It's not like, okay, I would die if my friend doesn't tell me I'm beautiful, but your friend will be happy that they got this new hair.
The
and
first
like,
person you
your
want
forehead
to get
come out for
exactly.
this hair. Like,
why did you buy this color? Why did you? It's not even that fine. Okay.
So you have nothing but. Bad things
criticism.
To say. You don't
true.
Criticism for your friends. You don't hype them up. You don't say good things
and
about
it's not
them.
Nice.
It's not nice.
Makes your friend feel actually so
and
bad.
That. And the next set of people want to even shade nice. Those women in the office that think you are there to collect their job. You are fighting with them. Nobody's fighting with you. Nobody's fighting with you. And people will say, okay, my mother is a good woman, but is your mother's that people's bosses? Is your mother that is
the
ministry office? Ministries. All those ones were people's friends when they were younger. Funny how those women even have.
They still have squares.
They still have friends.
Till
but
now.
The thing is, those kind of friendships are the ones that, like you said, you saw your mom's own. Those kind of friendships people see. Their children will see. And they know that these friendships is just full of
rubbish.
Oh, I better pass my neighbor.
Exactly.
There's really nothing in there.
Unnecessary distance. So, for the females, the bosses at the office, I used to say I prefer working with guys. Like the men as your bosses. I feel like men are more empathic. Men are more... They can't even understand.
I lie you.
True story. I have a friend. So when she got pregnant, her female boss was not even having it. So you know the first trimester, how you want to throw up.
Yeah.
She practically said this lady told her, "You are pregnant, not sick."
Ah. Sometimes some women used
and
to...
I was so angry. I felt like traveling down to where she was, grabbing the woman and beating her.
And they're the kind of people who give like a negative kind of stereotype to things
true.
There was this one time, this is one person, my grandmother, I was having cramps and my cramps are crazy. I was really on the floor, I was throwing up, everything was happening. My grandmother came and they're like, me, I've not seen somebody that is having period do this one like this. So, and my dad was there. So while he was trying to even sympathize with me, have you taken drugs? Should we buy you painkillers?
Yeah.
She now came and said something like that. It now looked like, okay, you know,
you're being dramatic or something.
Yeah, she has
experience.
Age on her side and experience. So people would lean on her wisdom.
More.
So for you to now come and dismiss how I'm feeling, just like that, it felt like, that's how some women behave.
True.
Oh, is your period? All of us used to have period. Like, bro. My mom wants to kill me. If your mom doesn't want to kill you,
and
that's
then these
fine.
Persons come on Instagram. They have like a whole page where they are supporting women. Women supporting women.
Ah, so. But inside.
I rest my case.
Inside.
I rest my case.
Anyways.
But I have a female boss. Anyways,
yeah.
I shout out to my two female bosses that I've worked with over the years. Akugo. Her name is Akugo on Instagram, but shout out to her. She's an amazing boss. I also have like a current boss I'm working with. She's also a lady.
Yeah.
So she's good. She's changing the stereotype.
Yeah.
But then again, there were people that I worked with over. My dear, let's end it there.
Bobby, I mean, my colleagues right now, my female colleagues, shout out to Choma and Cynthia. I feel like they're going to smile when they hear this. They're actually really good girls. Like, those girls are now, those men are now a core part of my life.
Aww.
Like, they're literally in the middle of my
so
life.
You found love at work.
I found love literally at work with two women.
Aww.
So yeah, I think it's good that some women are going out of there. There's no
true.
Enmity, there's no competition. We're all looking for how to push it out to the next level. Like that group, if you enter that group, there's everything there. The tears, we used to cry together, we advise each other. Yeah. So yeah, I think like for me, with those women, and God has been faithful. God has been faithful, because everywhere I've worked, the women have been nothing amazing. Lovely. Even when I was in Delta State where I worked, I have one that's even like a big sister to me. Call me, have you gone to church? How's life treating you now? How is Lagos? Like, she's very nice. And then there's another one that was even my office bestie down there. So I think the women in my life, God has been faithful. They've been good. They've been patient. They've been understanding. They've been kind with me. And I genuinely hope that also people can say the same thing about me. I hope that they can say the same thing about me.
I have a question. I know you're the one asking the questions, but wait.
Oh, yeah. Ask your own.
I've heard people say, oh, I can't collect money from a girl. Like, I can't borrow money from, or rather ask,
borrow money to a girl.
No, like, you know, as you are now, you're like, instead of me asking so person, your female friend, you'd rather ask a guy.
Yeah,
why is that?
I don't know, but it doesn't apply to me, so I don't know if I can have an opinion on it, because I don't do that. Obviously there are guys that you could, you know, say, oh, I need that, I'm in this fix, can you help me out? It's come in school. I think the thing with women's money is there is nothing to it. I'm wary of collecting stuff from men, because I always feel like this person wants to come and collect.
I feel like we're in sync.
His pound of flesh tomorrow. So when it comes to collecting from women, you know that the only standard you are being held to is return that money. Nobody wants to come and use the money.
Yeah, but there are people who would insult you.
That's how you used to come and borrow.
I fed you. I clothed you.
Sweet girl, I used to give my wig to wear. Like,
do you know, right?
People have small fights. They will just open your lunch every day.
I feel like that's the problem. A lot of ladies are quick to say, I fed her, I clothed her, blah, blah, da, 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 da. But you know the true story is,
yeah,
if I have a problem, the first point of call is my elder sister.
Yeah, it's always a woman.
My elder sister, and then my friends.
Yeah,
I might be in a relationship with a guy, and I won't ask you for money.
Yeah,
except I'm extremely comfortable. Like, yeah, I need to, because, like you said, pound of flesh. Yeah. I feel like tomorrow you're going to feel like, I gave you the whole world.
Yeah,
so didn't give me ladies the world, are like good ladies. Yeah,
yeah,
they're like, that's backbone. And sometimes they might even tell you, forget about it now. It's not how much.
That's why, I don't know if you know, but that's why that thing that is that people like to have children, female children, is because mostly when parents are old, it's women that can drop everything, because you call them crying. They will drop everything come and meet you.
My sister.
Where you are.
Ah.
They will leave everything and come and be with you.
Even guys now are saying, I don't even want a son. It's crazy.
Yeah, because
people are getting wise. No offense to the guys, but yeah, the truth is,
offense,
when a guy
offense, be offended.
When a guy marries, he's more interested in his family, his direct family, his wife and his kids. But you find a woman going back to her family, taking care
regardless,
of her dad, her mom, regardless, her siblings, even her siblings' husbands. That's how a woman is.
Women are in relationships. Women can be good, and that's what I wish for every single woman out there, that you find that sisterhood in a fellow woman. And that's like I'm saying, it could be your,
could be anybody
sister. It could be somebody you met at work. It could be that babe from secondary school that you guys fell out and you guys meet again. But I genuinely wish for all women that they find, you know, the beauty that is in female friendships, and they revel in it, because it's honestly one of the best things that you could find in this life. I think that brings us to the end of the episode. I wanted to ask if you have any popular opinion you'd like to share, because usually I tell my guests, like, share one popular opinion that you feel like everybody should know. Anything, any unpopular opinion.
What would this be now? What would this be? Rice is the most amazing food. I don't know what.
That's not a popular opinion. That's an opinion. That's a hill that if they carry me and they keep me on top of that hill,
I die. Okay, so here's one. You really don't need to be married to be happy.
That's what's up.
Especially as a woman. That's what's true. Up. Because I know we grew up hearing that the first thing that they tell you, Ini, as you became maybe a teenager, is you need to do this so that your husband...
Is it you don't know how to cook? Is that you do your husband's house?
True.
How is my husband doing our house?
But disclaimer, I love to be married though, but I'm saying it's not like the core essence of your existence.
Yeah, the thing is, the way people don't look at all these things as... Look at all of them as achievements. Going to school is an achievement. Finish is an achievement.
True. Marriage is an achievement, Joe.
getting a good job, making money is an achievement. Marrying, having children, and training them well.
It's an achievement.
Because you can have children, you can do your part, and they'll still turn out.
Marrying well.
All of those things are achievements. And the truth of this life is, you don't have to tick every box. But people look at marriage in particular as a do or die affair.
Now, you see somebody who didn't even, okay, you're not doing well for yourself. You don't have your life put together. But is that marriage? You want to die, dear? You want to die? So please, this is just my opinion. I know, I don't know if my mom will ever get to watch this. Sorry, mom, but that's the truth. So yes, marriage is not a do or die affair. If you get married, beautiful. But if you don't, my sister.
But yeah, that brings us to the end of this episode. I know it was a long one, and I'm hoping that it was interesting and engaging for all of you.
Thank you.
Don't
for having
forget
me.
To please share the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it for someone else to listen. Even if you can recruit just one person to listen, please do that.
Didn't I recruit?
Yes, because we need more fans. And as you're watching, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow
please
the
subscribe.
Podcast on all listening platforms, mm-hmm. AudioMac. Spotify, wherever you're listening to this one, please follow the podcast. Now, I want to remind you all that once again, it's Women's Month. Love a woman, send a woman mm-hmm. money, send a woman flowers. Like, say, pamper your women this month because it's Women's Month.
And treat your house help well.
Treat your house help well. We don't want to talk about it. We'll come back to that one another day. Don't forget to also invest in women to accelerate progress. Now, just as a disclaimer, how can you invest in women? Patronize women-owned businesses. Read books made by women. Consume mm-hmm. content from women. Well, something I've noticed is that whenever people mention like figureheads or people they look up to in certain fields, it's almost always a man.
Yeah.
Look for women who are doing amazing. In fact, the thing is,
true.
Women don't need to even be held up to those amazing. The woman does not need to be extraordinary before you look up to her.
True.
As long as she's doing enough, because we have a lot of mediocre men and they get away with it. So look for women that are figureheads in your industry. Look up to them. Invest more in. Because somebody will come and say, oh, I read a lot. Or yeah, list all the things you've read.
Mm.
You will hardly find a woman's
name.
Table
has broken.
A woman's name among the titles. So yeah, then encourage investment and education in women.
Women, true.
Because I don't know if you're on Twitter a lot, but there was one time that there was even arguments that, United Nations is paying a lot of attention more to women and girls and not young boys. And there were even some arguments, some talk that, everywhere you go, they're always doing this.
Do you know what women go through in this world, in this year,
please, if you see where they're having those kind of foolish arguments, don't involve yourself. Instead,
please
encourage that people invest and educate women, because do stop questioning why women get more opportunities. There are not even enough women in these spaces.
There are not even enough opportunities.
Yeah. And lastly, to accelerate women's progress, be vocal on issues affecting women. I know people that if it's time to talk about women's rights, your voice is nothing more than a whisper.
True.
But if they won't talk about women's wrongs now,
especially the
like
men.
Dragon.
I want to list names, but let's move
your
on.
Your voice will be like dragon. So in my own popular opinion is, if you've never stood for women's rights, you should not be the loudest when we're talking about women's wrongs. Like,
I mean,
if you've never been feminist in a day in your life, but you want to be feminist, how to be feminist? Oh, feminists are too angry.
Women are
women
this, women are that.
Women have to be angry. And I'm not going to go into all of that. You can research for yourself and find out. But yeah, as I said, accelerate women's progress by being more vocal about their rights. Instead of beating your chest that, women are getting more opportunities. Women are always angry. They are teaching
women
how to wait.
That's
men.
Why women can
nobody
never
nobody hates men. We love men. But you people used to do somehow sometimes. But yeah, that brings us to the end of the episode. I know that some people will be shooken. We shaked by what I just said. Like I said, I love men, but it just has to be said. Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Bye.